This Christmas, the Sitka Studio of Dance and Sitka Friends of Dance are putting a little twist on the classic ballet, The Nutcracker. They turned it into an Alaskan-themed Nutcracker, one that takes place entirely in Alaska. I decided to go deeper and talk to behind-the-scenes people.
I'm Cheryl Vastola, and I'm working on costumes.
And I'm Carol Huey, and I'm also working with Cheryl on the costumes.
We've been working on this off and on since June. We met with Melinda in June, and she gave us her vision for the whole production, and then they introduced some new characters, so we had to create costumes for them. When you make something that makes a dancer feel special, I think that is totally worth all the hours that you put in. And also, watching the character come to life and thinking you had a little piece of that.
My favorite part of costuming is when the dancer puts it on and just, you know, becomes the part. You know, if they put on a dress and start twirling in it or you know, get giddy.
Along with talking to Cheryl Vastola and Carol Huey, we talked to this man.
My name is Pat Hughes, and I helped construct the set for the main party scene. We basically constructed what was supposed to be Baranoff Castle. Jay Bradley did the design work, and he did a fantastic job on the design.
How much time do you think you spent on that set?
Oh, I bet I have 60 hours into it easy.
Pat is right. Not only is the set as spectacular as it is big, but it provides all of the dancers with a sense of importance and gratitude for all of the backstage work on a scale that they have never seen before. Reporting in Sitka, I'm KCAW student reporter Ryan Apathy.